Good morning. We invite your attention this morning, as requested by Brother Brian, to the 34th Psalm. Psalm 34, we'll be reading verses 1 through 10. While you're looking for that, I just also like to share public appreciation for a godly mother. Not a person on earth that hasn't had a mother. And many of us have been so tremendously blessed with godly mothers, and we just want to thank God for that. And I would challenge anyone here today whose mother is alive to share appreciation with them. And for them, there comes a time when that will stop. I am thankful to have had that opportunity many years. No longer can go to my mother and share appreciation for what she has done. She is in glory now, and we're thankful for what she has left behind with us. It's also good to see Brother Steve and Sister Vera here this morning. Thank the Lord for answering prayer in their lives. Reading from Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. We serve an awesome God. Let's bow before him in prayer.
I too greet each one of you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A special welcome this morning, a greeting to the sisters and the mothers and the grandmothers that are here. For a number of weeks now, I've been struggling with this sermon. It was my desire, my burden, to bring some kind of word of encouragement to you sisters, something that would be helpful, something that would build you up in the faith, something that would strengthen you as you go about your daily lives. And I thought to myself, what is the greatest need of the sisters in our congregation? What is the greatest need of mothers here? What do you need the most? Our mothers are under a lot of pressure. Their days are long and busy, filled with work in the home that never seems to be ending, filled with work outside the home, work, church work and visiting, shopping for groceries and clothing. It seems like there are no spare moments and every day is packed full. Add to that the circumstances of life that are heavy and pressing, and all the trials that life brings our way, and all the concerns, and at times it can seem perhaps very overwhelming. And in that, what is your greatest need, Mother? What is your greatest need? I'm convinced that the greatest need of every sister, every mother, every grandmother that's here this morning is to trust God more. To trust God more. Perhaps it seems like your greatest need is a little more money. If you just had a little more money, things would go easier. Perhaps it seems like your greatest need is just a little more time in the day. If the days would just be a little longer, you could get more done. Perhaps it seems like your greatest need is more energy. If you just had a little bit more energy. But Scripture tells us what you really need, what you really need, is to trust God more. Oh, Mother, today, in the midst of all your busy life, in the midst of all your trials, Won't you trust God more? Won't you lean on Him? Won't you take His hand, cast your burden on Him, and look to Him to provide and to supply your every need? Won't you trust God more this morning? Some sisters perhaps have come here this morning with fear in their hearts, anxious, worried about the future, scared with what the future holds, scared the money may run out, scared for your children and grandchildren in this dark world. What will they face? And you're scared and you're frightened and you're worried. But like the widow of Zarephath, perhaps you're down to your last little bit. You're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Your future looks bleak. But Elijah spoke to that woman words of comfort. And he said, "Fear not." Sister, this morning, I ask you to hear the words of God and to trust Him in your fear. Isaiah 41:13 says, "For I, the Lord, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." Psalm 27:1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" 1 Peter 5:7, "Casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you." Oh, sister, if you're struggling with fear this morning, I tell you, your greatest need is to trust God more. Perhaps you've come this morning grieving. You have sorrow in your heart, and your heart's breaking due to a separation, due to a death. And Mother's Day perhaps is a terrible reminder of the huge void you have in your life. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to turn. Perhaps you, like Martha, on the death of her brother Lazarus, cry out to God, "Oh, Jesus, don't you care? If you only would have been here, this wouldn't have happened. If you only would have been here, my brother would not have died. If you would have only been here, you could have prevented it." If your heart is grieving this morning, I encourage you to hear what God is telling you through His Word and trust Him more. Psalm 147:3, "He healeth the brokenhearted and bindeth up their wounds." Psalm 73:26, "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." I had this message prepared before the call came in last evening. I had no idea when this message was finished that we'd be facing as a congregation grief this morning, and it would strike so near to home. And the pain would be so fresh that we would have mothers and grandmothers and sisters and aunts this morning experiencing the sharp pain of loss this Mother's Day. I had no idea. And through the night, as I thought, should I change my sermon this morning, or what should I do differently? The hymn we sung this morning, I appreciate Brother Derek. I was going to call on him to lead it. "Does Jesus Care?" kept going through my mind. "Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and my way grow weary and long, does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? And my sad heart breaks till it nearly breaks. Is it aught to Him? Does He see?" Oh, yes, He cares. I know He cares. My heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Oh, mother, sister, If you're grieving this morning and you need comfort, I encourage you to trust God more. He will supply all your need. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to the riches in the glory by Christ Jesus." Trust God more this morning. Perhaps you're just worn out this morning, exhausted and tired. There's never a break, no time to relax. Especially for you younger sisters, your younger mothers, I see you with toddlers and babies. You have a tiring, unending job. I see you bundle up each little child, shoes and hats. I see you as you get them in and out of the car seats and all that entails. I see you as you take them shopping. I see you as you struggle to keep them quiet through sermons. I see you as you care for them, even when you're sick yourself. And it's hard, and it seems like there's no end, and you're just worn out. Younger mothers and sisters, I'd encourage you to make your needs known. Husbands like me sometimes fail to see your needs. We become selfish. We have our own goals and desires in mind. Sometimes we need reminded that you have a need. Won't you make it known? Won't you make your need known to the body of Christ? I think of the command to bear one another's burdens. I think of the command of older women to teach the younger women, to help out. God has made provision to supply your every need. God has made provision to give you strength. To the tired and exhausted mother this morning, hear the word of God as he speaks to you. Psalm 55:22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Isaiah 40:28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is he weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and faint not. Mother, if you're tired and exhausted this morning, won't you trust God more? Lean on his strength and his promises. Perhaps, sister or mother, you come here this morning feeling inferior, inadequate for the job around you. You look around and you see other sisters that are perhaps smarter, prettier, better cooks, better housekeepers. They always seem to have it together, and you feel inferior. You feel inadequate for the job at hand. I tell you, those ideas are lies from the evil one to keep us from service, to keep us from doing our best and laboring in the fields he would have us to work. The feeling is not just in sisters, the feeling of inadequacy or inferiority. I struggle with those feelings myself many times as I look around at the other ministers that I serve with, and I see that they are smarter and quicker thinker and better speakers, and I feel inadequate and I feel inferior. Brother Merle is my mentor in being a minister, and when one of our meetings, He must have sensed that feeling in me, and he asked me, "Do you struggle with feeling inadequate or inferior for the job?" These are some thoughts he shared with me, and I share them with you, mother, if you feel inadequate or inferior than other mothers. You see, when we see ourselves as inadequate, when we underrate ourselves, when we see ourselves as inferior, it means that we're trusting in our own strength. It means we're ignoring God's guarantee and God's promises to be our source for strength and power. God has put each of you and each one of us in a special place, in the place he wants us to be. God has put each one of us on a path that he wants us to run, and he calls each one of us to serve him and use our talents in that place for his glory with his strength. You know, when we view ourselves as inferior and not fit for the job, in essence, we are rejecting the truth of God's word, and we're calling him a liar and saying his strength is not adequate. Yes, it's true. We can look at others and see their strength and learn from them. We can improve ourselves by learning from others, and that's good and proper. But it is improper view of yourself, mother, if you view yourself as inferior and not as good as others. God is calling you to the special position you're in. God is calling you to rely on his strength. Hear God's word this morning if you struggle with the feeling of being inferior. Hebrews 13:21. God will make you complete in every good work. He'll make you complete and perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:4-5. And such trust we have to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves, as any think of themselves, but our sufficiency is of God. John 15:5. For without me you can do nothing. Oh, mother, if you're feeling inferior this morning, I tell you to trust God more. Won't you allow him control of your life? Lean on his strength and his sufficiency. It's promised to you. It's there. Won't you trust God more? Perhaps, mother, you come to this meeting this morning with a sense of guilt. Guilt for mistakes that were made in the past, things you did wrong. I was recently reading in a book. It's a collection of stories from different mothers. And one mother shared an account. She had left her child out to play, and he wandered off and was drowned in a nearby stream. And she was overwhelmed with a sense of guilt. If only I wouldn't have let my child out to play. If only I'd have kept him inside. And the guilt of that phrase, if only, plagued her. If only I had been a better mother. If only I would have been at home more. If only I'd have kept a closer watch. And the list can go on, and it can become paralyzing. If only. I believe that at times each of us, whether we be mothers or not, struggle with it. Regrets, guilt, things we did in the past that we wish we didn't, things we didn't do that we wish we would have, and we can't go back. We can't go back. And we can be overwhelmed by a sense of guilt and regret. And while it is true, we have to live with the consequences of our decisions, it is also true that God never expected us to live under the guilt of them. God has provided a way to release us from the guilt of our past decisions, and that release is found in repentance and confession and accepting His forgiveness. Paul must have struggled greatly with decisions he had made before he was a believer. I often think of it. Can you imagine that? How he persecuted the church and the struggles he must have had. Yet God directed him in Philippians 3 to write this: "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ." Oh, Mother, if you struggle with guilt this morning over past decisions, won't you grasp the truth that in repentance and confession, you've been forgiven by God, and you're called to go forward, looking ahead and not looking back. We can also rest in the truth that as we fall short, God is working, God is able to take our shortcomings and our mistakes and do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. Ephesians 3:20. If you're struggling with guilt, mistakes from the past, won't you believe God this morning? Won't you trust Him more? We are a very needy people, and our needs are great and varied among us. Yet no matter what your need may be this morning, I believe your greatest need is to trust God more. Let's look very briefly at the text that was read by Brother Larry, Psalm 34. Psalm 34. This song of David was written while he was in exile. He was running from Saul. Do you remember Saul wanted to kill him, and he was running away from Saul? And yet at the same time, he tried to live with the Philistines, and he was running from them. And he was hidden in a cave. He was not welcome at home. He was not welcome away. He was a fugitive. He was outcast. He had no place to go, no place to turn, nothing. And life was rough, and his needs were many. Perhaps one of the darkest times of his life. Yet it's clear from his song that he felt his greatest needs was to trust God more. And here in his darkest hour, when his needs were many, he trusted on God, and he leaned on Him, and he relied on Him, and praise was on his lips. Do you notice the words in the first three verses there? It says, "Bless and praise and magnify and exalt." And this was all coming from a man who faced many, many needs in his darkest hour. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He delivered me from all my fears." Here, with all the world against him, in his darkest hour, David trusted God. And the result was that he had praise on his lips. Look at verses 4 to 6. "And I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. And they looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." Oh, Mother, today as you face the needs in your life, won't you make David's testimony of yours? In verse 4 it says, "I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He provided for me." Sometimes that formula and that path needs repeated many times a day. Seek the Lord. He'll hear you and He'll provide for you. And keep doing it over and over again, seeking God. He will provide for you. How many times in a day, a month, or a year this process needs repeated, it can be many. Won't you trust God more? He will provide. He will provide all your needs. See in verse 5 that the path was not only for David, but to all who look for him. They shall never be disappointed. Those who seek God, he hears them and he provides for them. They will never be disappointed. Rather, their face will be radiant and lit up. They will not be disappointed. What a promise. What a promise. As you seek God, he hears you and he provides. You will not be ashamed. You will not be embarrassed. You will not be disappointed by trusting God more. You won't regret it. Verse 7. And the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivers them. Here we see the truth that you're not alone in your deepest need. You can trust in the fact that you're not alone. You may not be able to see God's protection all the time. You may not be able to see God's supply and his provision, but you're not alone. It is real. It is real. I think about Elijah's servant. When he saw the surrounding armies and the horse and chariots in the mountains all around him, he cried out, "What shall we do?" And Elisha answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed, and the servant's eyes were open. And he saw the mountains full of horses and chariots of fire, and he trusted God. He trusted God. In the last verses that were read, we are given the same challenge, the same invitations. Sisters and mothers, won't you trust God more? In the midst of all your needs this morning, as you cry out with fearful hearts of the future, if you cry out with a grieving heart, if you're crying out to God, tired and exhausted, unable to go on, if you have feelings this morning of inferiority, perhaps you're carrying burdens of guilt and shame from past mistakes, God invites you in these verses to open your eyes, to see his power, to trust him more. Verse 8, "O taste and see that the Lord is good." It's an invitation that's open to you to try God. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. O mother and sister of this congregation, whatever your need may be this morning, I challenge you that your greatest need is to trust God more. Won't you accept the challenge that God gives here to taste and see that the Lord is good? You'll never be disappointed. You'll never be let down. Scripture says in that verse that those that taste and see that the Lord is good will be blessed. Blessed is the man that trusts him more, that puts his trust in God. God bless you on this Mother's Day.
Brother Brown has shared the heart of God with us this morning. Sisters, accept that. God loves you. He appreciates you. And I feel that many times the dedication of our sisters has done maybe more to our church than we as ministers. Their faithfulness in sharing God's love to their families and to other them about. We can never praise the Lord enough for godly mothers. I had a godly mother, and one thing I never forget above everything else she did, when I started high school, She said, "Merle, remember whose child you are. You belong to the Lord." I never forgot that. Let us kneel for prayer.